Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you and about you. Those who work so hard for your money, you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now to live that life you love, doing what you love with those you love. But most importantly, guys, it's about living a life of meaning and purpose, because it's not just about becoming rich, it's about living a rich life. Because as you are blessed financially, you can create a greater impact and ripple effect through the lives of others. Guys, that's why I'm here today. That's why I'm so appreciative to have you here. Thank you for allowing me to teach and create that ripple effect through you as you listen and apply the things that you learn on the show today. As a reminder, always, you know, be sure to go check out our website, moneyripples.com. If you haven't tried it already, go check out our new online calculator. We got a new calculator online you can actually click on and see how much passive income you can create in the next 12 months. So go ahead and check that out. Hey guys, have you wanted to invest in real estate? How would it be if you could do that with just $100 and get good, consistent returns? Well, that's exactly what our friends at Pre-REO does, where they buy these properties in bulk and at discount, be able to turn around and sell them or rent them to create profits. And they do this in crowdsourcing all your monies together. And as a result, pay you a consistent 7% return on your money paid monthly. And on top of that, guys, you even get some liquidity options too. So even though you can have your money in there for years, you're allowed to be able to access that money sooner if you needed to. So if you're interested in being able to invest in real estate with just $100 or more, whether you're accredited or not, go ahead and reach out to our friends at www.prereo.com/moneyripples. That's prereo.com/moneyripples. Check them out. Okay, guys. So the common question I get asked from just everyday people, right? Anybody who's just starting to know about what I talk about, because if people hear me saying like, yeah, you know, I have a financial podcast, right? I teach about creating passive income and stuff. People all want that. But then they'll say, yeah, but what do I have to invest in? You know, what is that I invest in? You know, do you do stocks? Do you do, you know, what do you recommend? And the truth is, it's not anything. And of course, when people often come to me and even hear a little bit about what I say, and I trash on stocks and mutual funds and things of that nature, basically anything that a financial advisor offers you, they'll say, well, what do you recommend then? What should I do? First off, we don't give any recommendations because every person has a different unique situation, right? Secondly, of course, like it really depends on what you want to do. There are so many options out there. There's such a big world available. And that's the thing that blew my mind. Like I said in the last episode, it blew my mind how many options were really there and what was possible, to the point where it became a joke to even want to talk about dealing with this high-risk stock market with mediocre returns. Why would I do that? Why would I put my money there? Why would I worry about getting that little match on your 401k? Why would I want to get a match on that when it gives me a couple percent compounded return? If you're not sure what I'm saying, or you think that's bull crap, go listen to my previous episode where I talk about the 401k lie, the myth of the match. The numbers don't work, right? So again, the 401k is not worth it. You know, not even try to save it up. So then maybe someday you might be able to invest it somewhere else. Not worth it. In almost 100% of the cases, not worth it. It's not worth getting into mutual funds because again, higher risk, mediocre returns. You know, we talked about that last week, that the S&P 500 has only averaged 8.4% last 30 years. So why would we put money there? Here's the big thing though, is that that money, even if you could get same amount of returns as somewhere else, the trick is here is that you can't get the same cash flow, right? Because again, even if you save $1 million in those mutual funds, you're only supposed to pull out maybe 2 or 3% a year. That's it, especially if you're trying to retire younger. So you don't want to pull out too much or you run out of money too quickly, especially if the returns in those kind of markets and those conservative funds are lower, right? So if you have $1 million, you live on 3%, that's $30,000 a year before taxes. So what are the other options, right? Let's dig into it, okay? Now, I had somebody today I just spoke with and they said, so Chris, what do you recommend besides real estate? And I said, well, honestly, real estate's probably one of the best places you could possibly put your money, right? Because once again, the one issue we have is with mutual funds or stocks, even if you do your own stock trading, you have teeny percent of ownership. Nothing. You have got nothing, no sway, no ability to make or improve your rates of return in those stocks. You know, you can try to trade it and do different strategies with it, but you really can't increase. You can't really do anything to increase the return because the stock is going to go up or down, whether you like it or not, or sideways, right? You have no control in that place. You have no tax advantages in the stock market, right? There's none of that stuff. You don't get any of that. If the market moves, it can move in an instant. Now, the great thing in the stock market is you can get money out. You can move it in and out quickly, right? You can't do that with real estate in many of the strategies, not all, but in many of the strategies, you cannot, but there are some you can, but you can't just move money in and out very easily. So that's one advantage of the many, many disadvantages. So the problem is that real estate has the exact opposite pros versus the cons of real estate or versus the cons of stock market investing. For example, there are tax advantages with real estate investing. In most cases, especially if you're buying the actual property, when you depreciate, whether you're buying multifamily or single family, the tax advantages that you get allow you to keep most, if not all, of your returns. The cool thing is even when you sell a property, you can still move the equity of the sale of that property into other investments, you know, whether it be, you know, more real estate or something that has real estate base in it. So you can move that money as a 1031 exchange tax-free and essentially delay tax forever and then pass it on to your heirs. And then with current laws, they won't even have to pay taxes on the gains that you made. So there's some pretty cool stuff there. So taxes is one big one. Two, the reason why real estate's great is because it does not move in an instant. Values of homes and things like that don't move in an instant. Now, cash flow is the thing we really bank on. We're not banking on appreciation, but cash flow is the key thing. So one is, you know, we talked about tax advantages. Two, there's cash flow. You can get month-to-month cash flow. Again, if you can get at least a 10 or 12% cash and cash rate of return, that is much bigger return than trying to pull out 3% on your money in the stock market because you don't want to pull out too much and lose money. Here's the cool thing too, is that because of inflation, rent prices go up. So you can raise rents each year. As time goes along, rent prices generally increase, which means that your rent and your income increases with it. So you get an inflation hedge. Three, the number three reason is if you have a mortgage on this property because you're using leverage, one, you can get great leverage. You can't do that well with the stock market. You can get great leverage by getting out mortgages and loans. This gives you a multiplier effect on your money. This allows you to get a better cash on cash return than just buying it outright in cash. This also allows you to be at less risk and buy more properties and have more leverage. And for that number four reason, not only to pay the mortgage, you know, down as the renters are paying you that rent and that's paying your mortgage payment down, giving you equity, then also because you use the mortgage, you also get this amplifier effect on your equity too, because there's appreciation. So those are the four things with real estate, right? If you buy rental real estate, you get tax advantages. And that's even a bonus in my opinion. Two, you get cash flow. You know, real income coming from this stable, predictable income. Of course, things can happen, crap can happen, right? But for the most part, you can create some stability with this, the actual regular income. Three, you get the fact that you get equity because they're paying down your mortgage. And then four, there's even possible appreciation, which I think is just the icing on the cake, right? Those are the four returns that allow you to get sometimes easily, and I'm being conservative here, and I'm talking about if there's not a lot or any appreciation at all, you should be able to get at least a 20% total return or pretty darn close, right? That's per year. It's pretty hard to imagine because if you start to do the numbers, you're thinking, wait a minute, I could have millions and millions of dollars of real estate in a matter of a decade or two or three. Yes, that's true. That's absolutely 100% true. You can. It seems impossible, but it is. It's again, I had somebody tell me, she's like, Chris, can you really have my $700,000 IRA becomes $70,000 of income? You know, that's a 10% return. I said, yes. She's like, you better not be telling me marketing stuff. I'm like, that's not marketing. That's called math. Math. That's it. There was zero marketing when I gave you that number. Just simple math. Just like the calculator I told you guys about to calculate passive income. It's all based on math, not based on hopes and dreams and possibility. It's just based on math. We want at least a minimum 10% rate of return, which in the alternative space is generally what I like to see as a minimum return, then yeah, it's definitely possible. So yes, real estate's great. But of course, I may always say, yeah, but besides real estate, well, do you understand that real estate has many different ways to invest in real estate that aren't just rentals? By the way, many people are saying they trash on real estate because they think that real estate is going to tank because they remember the last recession. In the last six recessions, that only happened once. That was the last one. But on a regular basis, that just doesn't happen, right? And even if they did depreciate, we don't bank on appreciation. We bank on cash flow. We're not trying to gamble with appreciation. I made that mistake in the last recession. That was a no-no. We want regular cash flow. Now, the truth is that even with most recessions, real estate has either stayed the same or increased in value. That's the opposite of many types of markets that you see out there today. It's great. It's amazing. It's awesome to have that kind of certainty that's there. Again, no guarantees, but it's awesome. Now, what besides rental real estate? What if you don't want to deal with rentals? Great. There's note investing, right? And now there's some active things you can do where it takes a lot of time, but you can do some passive stuff too. There's ways you can do lending. This is the first thing that I learned when I started to learn about the alternative space is that I can lend my money and get a return on it, just like I was the bank, right? And the thing is, what if you're charging 10, 12, even 15% on your money per year, right? For them to use your money to go and do their real estate investing. You don't have to deal with the headaches. Now, there's still risk. You got to make sure it's with somebody trustworthy and they're actually doing a good deal. You want to make sure that they're not investing in it in something that doesn't have value, right? That's why I love to see that there's equity in the property when you lend, just like a bank would. They say, hey, we'll give you a loan if the numbers make sense, and especially if there's equity, that we're not loaning you up to 100% of the value of the property. We're loaning you up to maybe 60 or 65% or something like that. That's a key. So you can lend money and make money off that. You can also invest in things that are like a multifamily apartment buildings. And the great thing is you can pull your money together, what are referred to as syndications, pull your money together with other investors and buy into those buildings. Again, you're not the one managing it. You're not dealing with it. Just like with the rental properties, when I do turnkey rentals, I don't deal with the property manager. You know, I deal with the property manager, but I don't deal with the tenants, right? Same thing. You're not dealing with the tenants. There's property manager. Everybody's taking care of that stuff. Again, things can happen, but you know, it's not hard to get double-digit returns in these kind of investments. In fact, it's very, very common. You really probably won't see hardly any syndicators out there trying to do it with single-digit returns. There's just not enough incentive to do it. There's other things such as self-storage. We've had that on the show before, right? Investing in self-storage, even if you know you don't like to trust the rental market, great. Self-storage, you don't deal with tenants, toilets, or trash, right? And if you don't like self-storage, there's raw land. You know, I'm doing a partnership with some people that are doing active investing in raw land. You know, it's awesome. Just in the last few months, again, no promise of guarantees. It's not indicative of any possible, you know, anything that you're going to make. But just in the last few months with the deals they've done, if they just stopped reinvesting my money and just letting the cash flow come in, I would have about a 70% return from that active investment. Again, I'm the one financing it, right? And I'm splitting the returns with them. So I don't get the full amount of returns, but I don't mind taking $100,000 and making $170,000 in 12 months. I kind of like it, right? So there's things you can do there. Again, not dealing with tenants, just dealing with different aspects of real estate. So there's so many ways to invest. Even assisted living, we've had that on the show before. There's even things like with short-term rentals and Airbnbs, you know, things of that nature. That's more of a business, might be more active investing. But again, there's so many different facets in the real estate world that you can make money in, right? Now, I mean, talk about commercial, you know, there's even invest in office buildings and things like that, which got hit pretty hard during COVID, right? So last year didn't do so great, but now they're on their way back. Outside of this, if you don't even want to deal with real estate, I had one client said, Chris, I want nothing to do with any kind of real estate at all. I said, well, let's look at another asset class. There's two other asset classes I would recommend that you could look into that can produce some cash flow. Besides paper assets. Everybody knows about paper assets. Those are your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, all that kind of stuff, right? And that's great. But here's the thing is that you can do other things. Like you can invest in business. Do you want to buy a franchise? You know, you could buy franchises that will have some effort up front. You know, I'll tell you that it might be like a part-time job. Kim Daly was a guest on my podcast last year. You should check that one out. And on that episode, she talked about, yeah, it could be a part-time job at first, but after a few months, you get the systems in place and the employees, then maybe the right manager's hired, you might spend 5 or 10 hours a week making six figures a year. That's not a bad income for, you know, 5 or 10 hours a week, right? So there's things you can do there. There's things you do in the commodity space, like oil and gas or minerals and things of that nature. You know, there's a deal that, you know, a lot of my clients are investing in right now or looking to invest in. And I'll tell you, like that oil deal, they're paying cash flow sometimes from month one. That's pretty hard to find in the oil space. But when they're paying cash flow and the returns are double digit returns each year, I mean, that's a great track record. You know, that's awesome. Again, no guarantees on any of this stuff, right? But when have you ever had guarantees? Do you ever have a guarantee in a 401k or your mutual funds? No, no, you know that the market's going to dip at some point. You just hope that you're in it long enough to make your money back. So could you lose your money? Yes. Could there be a financial collapse? Yes. You can lose a lot, or if not everything, you know, putting your money in the markets, especially if you're trading stocks and options. I've known people that within 1 week was able to lose all their money, especially when they traded options, right? So don't come at me. I mean, crypto, okay, crypto's a cool, yay. Okay, come on. You can lose money in crypto too. And that thing can tank fast. We've already seen it. It can go up fast and it can tank fast. You can't bank your wealth on something like that. But if you buy real assets, you really get into things that have real tangible value. Things like real estate, things like oil, right? That has tangible value. Again, prices can go up or down, just like in anything. But there's still something tangible that you own. You know, if you have ownership in something, right? That's key. That's where you have real cool stuff happening. Now you can do other things, like I said, with note investing and things like that, where you're dealing more with paper, right? And there's transactions. This is like what banks do. Banks don't want to have the asset. They just want to deal with the paper, right? They want to be the lender and things like that. Yes, you can do that, but make sure you can get some recourse. Make sure there's some sort of ability to not lose the money you have and protect your principal. So are there other things you can do besides, you know, real estate? Yes. You know, like I said, in the commodity space, in the oil space, there's things in the business and franchise space. There's other things you can do. Heck, we've even talked about creative strategies of using credit cards and things like that. I'm going to do a different episode on that one. But again, there's so many ways. There's millions of ways to make millions of dollars. Do you really think that you have to keep doing stocks and mutual funds to get that result? No. In fact, the truth is that most people that are doing stocks and mutual funds the traditional way aren't becoming wealthy. That's the one thing you can count on, is that you will not be able to create enough wealth to really be happy, to really be financially independent or free, unless you live like a pauper in retirement. Because if you live cheap enough, great. Those stocks and bonds will be wonderful for you. You know, if you're in it for long enough and you save long enough and you save everything and you don't spend anything and you don't enjoy life and just ignore your kids, right? And just ignore life in general, your life will be amazing someday. Maybe. That's the future you have with those traditional retirement accounts. You can do something different. There are alternatives, and there are things that it's not just something that nobody's ever done before. Guys, millions of us have been doing this and we are doing it. But the truth is, you know, even like I tell my clients, you know, I told them in a recent, you know, mastermind that we had, I said, truthfully, guys, you guys are going to get the best deals because I don't want too much competition. I don't want to present those things on my podcast because if there's too many people going after the same deals, I lose out. Same thing. So my clients, hey, those one-on-one clients, they get the best deals, right? Because they pay for it. You know, that's what they want. We keep this tight inner circle of saying, hey, here are my connections. Here are the people that we know. People that have actually had a great track record that do these kind of things. That's what we do, you know? Now you can go find your other people too. You can go find and vet your people and spend years like we did trying to find those people too. And that's great. There are plenty of amazing people out there besides the people we use. I mean, people we've never met, never even heard of, right? And so we don't have the monopoly on everything. That's what we're saying. There are so many options, so many ways to make money that looking at the stock market, mutual funds, it's not worth it. So anyways, guys, are there other options? Yes. Now, if you have questions on that, of course, you can reach out to us on our contact us page on moneyripples.com and say, hey, I've got cash. I'm looking for alternatives. What do I do? How can I get my money working better than what it's been doing in these markets? Even though we've had the best up market in decades. In fact, it's the best up market, longest trend we've had in pretty much forever. So congratulations. You've just enjoyed the best that the stock market is probably going to offer you for the rest of your life. What are you going to do with the rest of it? That's the question I ask you guys today. Go and make it a wonderful, prosperous week. We'll see you later. Hey!
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.